This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you and to you, and especially to you as we start this beautiful day. Spring has sprung. We're enjoying the month of September, and we have a great show lined up for you here on CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is The Spotlight. In the spotlight today, we're going to do some really fab things. We're going to chat to a top chef called Ryan Cole, award-winning chef. Him and Luke Del Roberts have opened a restaurant in Cape Town called Salsify at the Roundhouse. So we'll speak to him on the line all the way from Cape Town. We're going to chat to two of the cast members of Rock of Ages, but they're two South African legends. They are South African theatre and music legends. They really are. They've played the leads, and I'm so happy to have them in studio. That is why we don't usually we have about 10 people
full
of people.
Yes.
But I just was so happy that the two of you were coming in that I wanted to play with you.
He says all the right things.
He just wants to make us sing. And also, I'm very, very proud to announce that as we move into this week, we are going to be looking at a phenomenal new website that opened up. It's a luxury it's a proper luxury magazine, all online with video footage. It's great. We had her in studio. Do you remember the former Mrs. South Africa, Nicole Kappa? We had her. Do you know that she's in the show at the moment on TV? Have you seen it? It's a TV show.
I haven't seen it.
It's called Survivor. And she's one of the finals now. Okay. So, Nicole, from the island, how are you?
Good. How are you, Al?
Okay, well, we know that you're not on the island because you launched your fabulous website and your luxury online magazine this past weekend. I want to congratulate you. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Alan. It was magical. We had a really fantastic evening, just mingling, networking. It was one for the books. We actually put on globally Luxuria Lifestyle's largest event in history, which is quite something, seeing that we've just launched in the South African market, this magazine that's come from London and has been all over the world. And now South Africa is showing the world what it's got.
And it's Luxuria Lifestyle South Africa. That's the magazine. Firstly, let's punt it. It's luxuria lifestyle south africa.com, and it is a fabulous online magazine. To me, it's the combination of the Vogue magazine with the old Top Billy magazine, with Cosmopolitan, with a bit of Condé Nast, with a little bit I think there's even a drop of the Financial Mail in there somewhere. And a bit of Time. Actually, it's that type of magazine. It really represents so many different genres across the board. And so I recommend that you get online and you be a part of this magazine. Nicole, does it cost money to subscribe or is it for free?
It's absolutely free, and we've moved the entire platform to a digital one, so people can go and subscribe. It's a lot more interactive. There's no print deadlines, quick turnaround times. So we love the fact that we're digital, and you can just go to the website and subscribe to the magazine, be part of it, and then stay tuned for what's happening in terms of events. This was just a taste of what we are planning for the upcoming months. But I actually found it quite interesting. You've got two of my faves in studio. We actually had Josh Ansley from Rock of Ages upcoming performance, one of our live performers on Saturday night. So nice synergy there, Alan.
That's I know, it's kind of crazy. That's fun. It shows you how the world works. Yeah. Nicole Kappa, Survivor this week, you've made the top four.
That's right.
You can't really talk about it.
I can't remember anything.
But you're going in. You could be top three. But the event is happening in Cape Town this week. That finale event, okay. And no matter what, you're there, and we can say that you're there.
The finale week of Survivor South Africa. Yes, it is the final week. There'll be a 2-hour spectacular on Thursday night. So everybody should tune into Mnet.
And then on another note, it was great to see that Vita Thion, a part of Adcock Ingram OTC, over the counter, has brought you on board as their influencer and as their ambassador. That is also great news. Vita Thion, tell us about that.
Well, I've got a background as a pharmacist and I'm a mom, so it's such a great synergy for me. I've always been a fan of the company, never mind the product. And I live a really intense life, as you know, Alan, with lots of mountain climbing and traveling and juggling a lot of balls, as most moms do. So, yeah, I've got to keep on top of my health. So not only does it help me in terms of taking me amazing places, we're off to Mont Blanc to go and climb.
I was going
to
mention that.
With Uprising, yes, going to climb the highest peak in the Alps in September now, coming up, and they'll be going along with me to be part of my team, but also to keep me healthy
and to be a part of this and to use this energy supplement and to get on top of a number of mountains you're doing.
Indeed.
Over the next year. Tell us, so besides the fact that we've got a launch of a luxury lifestyle international magazine that you did on Saturday, you this week are in the finale, or not necessarily the top three, we don't know that yet, but you're the top four of Survivor, and you'll be at that finale event in Cape Town. So you possibly could win it. Okay, that's where it stands. I know you can't talk about it. I mean, no one can. Then from there, you go off to Mont Blanc with Vitathion to climb that fabulous mountain. What a life. And you're a mom, and you're a businesswoman. How does one do all of this? Is it, maybe it's Vitathion.
You know, that's one of the stereotypes I'm trying to shatter, Alan, is the fact that we don't have to fit one box or one role. I really want to redefine it, especially for women at the moment. It's very close to my heart. I think it's a question that not many men get asked, how they juggle all the balls. But it seems to be something that women get asked a lot.
This had nothing in that vein. It's just like...
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that is insane. Okay, it's nothing to do with a man or a woman. Okay, it's like, it's crazy to be able to do that in 1 week. Okay, so that's what I think is incredible.
I think it's the culmination of a very big
And you're running that Sanlam race on Sunday, aren't you?
Oh, that's a peace run. That's fun. That's just 10Ks.
Yeah, but still, I'm doing a peace run. I'm climbing Mont Blanc. I'm in the final. I'm going to be in the final type of thing for Survivor. I just launched my new magazine.
Stop it, Alan.
And then I'm a mum of two beautiful kids. I mean, and one, by the way, who has a rare disease. Which is, again, that's another part of your cause, and the work that you're doing is because you're doing it for rare diseases.
Yeah, well, perhaps I have maybe, I think, pushed my life to the extreme, but that was the catalyst for change in my life, was the arrival of that beautiful gift, my little girl, and it just reshapes your perspective and your goals, and yeah, I'm eternally grateful for that in my life, and I feel a massive responsibility to do the most for Rare Diseases South Africa and my organization Uprising, which I've now founded, to go to rare, crazy places around the world and raise awareness and funds for rare diseases.
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant. We're going to follow you, and I hope that you know that you're going to be on my – I'm going to follow you from here while you trail
Thank
up these
you.
Various –
Thank you. Well, you can. We're going to have a live link so people can actually track on Spot Africa. They can see exactly where we are, which will be cool.
So how do you do that? Help people.
There will be a link up in my bio on Instagram, _NicoleCapper, CAPPER, and that link will take people right to where they need to see us.
Well, that is such good news, and we're so excited to have that journey with you, and most importantly, to see Nicole Capper as you summit Mont Blanc, Everest next year. It's going to be incredible, and I'm so happy to have you on the line. Congratulations on the opening of Luxuria Lifestyle, SouthAfrica.com. We congratulate you.
Thank you for all the support,
Nicole.
Alan. Really appreciate
love it. Love it. Former Mrs. South Africa, champion of many causes and an incredible South African woman. Nicole, on one last note.
Yes.
Let's talk about femicide for a moment. Your views and your message as a former Mrs. South Africa.
Thanks for the opportunity.
An incredible person. Let's just say that. I don't want to say incredible woman, even though you are a woman, but an incredible human. So what is your message on this?
That means a lot. How much time do we have?
TikTok. <go.
laughs> No, in a nutshell, hey, I mean, I've had various intense discussions with close friends over the past few weeks, and especially this last week. I am fundamentally an equalist because I have two brothers. I raise a boy as well as a girl. So I really believe that as women we need to own our place at the table and pull out our own chair, but it's also time for these guys to stand up. And I had mixed feelings of disappointment at the silence of men, and also pride at those ones willing to just stand up and literally shout it from the mountaintops.
Let's do it now. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is insane. It is almost 2020. Okay, the fact that we're talking about this is insane. Okay, the fact that this is still going on is insane. We're not in an archaic society. Okay, we are really not. And most importantly, something has to be done. And you know what it is? I tell you something. You take one person, you stick them in jail for a long time, okay, for hitting their wife once. I promise you, a lot of other people are not going to do it. Okay, that's how it begins. You know, sometimes you've got to chop someone's hand off in front of everybody to teach the lesson not to steal. I'm not advocating chopping anyone's hand off. It's an analogy. Yeah. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. I mean, a man in court yesterday with Miranda Friedland, that took a girl from a kiddie's in the dross playing in a kid's room into a bathroom. I mean, that's just insane. We lost Nicole there. But it's just crazy. And yes. It's very, very simple. It's defend.
Yeah.
Mm. Defend. There's a great movie called The Shoes of the Fisherman, and it's with Anthony Quinn, based, I think, late 60s. And he plays the Pope. This is what happens to this movie. And they ask him, and as he's about to be elected to be the Pope, which he doesn't expect, he talks about the fact that he almost killed a man, because as a priest, he broke the jaw of another man, and he had to feed this man a bread crumb by crumb during this horrible stuff that was happening in the Soviet Union at the time. And he said, as a priest, if we must fight, we must fight.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, we've got to fight against this. We cannot allow our people in general to continue to behave this way.
Absolutely.
We've got to make a stand. We've got to fight against. When people are sending around stupid jokes about the woman in the kitchen, we've got to say, this is not cool, man.
Absolutely.
This has got to. When you hear guys, or you know your friend is having an affair and carrying on and doing stupid things, it's not acceptable.
Call them out.
When you go into a nightclub and your mate grabs a girl on the bum, I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, actually, someone's grabbed me on the ass before. I turned around and gave him the biggest smack, okay? Because don't grab my bum. Trust me, I don't even have a hot bum. It's just insane. I'm just saying. I said, I said, do I go moo? Do I look like a cow? He said, I thought you were hot. I said, well, thank you. I appreciate it, but don't touch me. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
They got a good
smack.
Yeah. With a pop-up clap. And that's, I'm saying, is we have to stand up. I'm not saying use violence. It's not what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we have to start to say that this femicide is ridiculous. And Nicole, thank you for the good work that you do. We'll speak to you more about this and other things as we go forward. Nicole Kappa, the wonderful Nicole. It's good to have her. Actually, she's now back on the line. Let me just say goodbye to her. Nicole, you're back on the line. I wanted us just to end that very quickly.
How's it, Alan? Sorry, I think I missed the most crucial point of the conversation.
Okay, but the most crucial point is no means no, and it's time to have respect. Actually, it's not even no means no. Don't even think about it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's like people that use the K word still. I'm like, what?
Where did that come from?
Don't think the K word. Mm. Don't even think it.
It's not a word anymore.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you're going to say you stupid bee, don't use these words. Move on.
Yeah.
Unless you're shouting at your dog. And then that's okay, because the dog, a female version of that, is that. Yeah. But come on, man. Nicole, continue to flag that to I know that you hold that flag very high. And I know you'll be doing it throughout your journey. And thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I think I get quite frustrated, as a lot of people do, with the levels of apathy amongst South Africans on this subject. I also get inspired on the flip side by people that are activists, but at this point I believe that we should all be activists on some level. Otherwise things will never change. It's literally a zero tolerance that we should have towards this kind of behavior and mentality. And to see the
Child is in the dross and is taken from that play area in the dross and into a bathroom and raped, if you are not an activist, Now, if you're not standing, then something's wrong. Come on.
Yeah, you don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be a parent.
You don't have to be anything.
You don't have to be a human being, I think, at this point.
I mean, seriously. Nicole Kappa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan Ford.
And Survivor, if you go and win that thing. I know you can't remember anything. By the way, just to make it clear, Nicole is not – they don't know because they all put their votes in that thing. So if you do make top three, I don't know if you do, but their names go into that drum, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't know until it's revealed on the night.
Oh, really?
They don't know.
Wow.
So they can't – what is it? So you don't know. So go win it for us. And
all I can say is thank you for all the love and support all along my journey, Alan. Magic. I really appreciate it. And I'm a big fan of yours on the show.
Be good, Nicole Kappa. It's always good to chat with great people. Now, we're in studio with Rock of Ages.
Woo-hoo!
This is CliffCentral.com. And we've got Lois Duplessis and Niels Claassen.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes,
hi, Alan.
Pull that microphone closer.
Come closer. Sorry.
They can come closer to you. Okay. It's yeah. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Great, great, great.
Good to see you again.
The last time I saw you was when 702 was the sponsor with SABC3 of Coca-Cola Pop Stars.
Yes, 2002.
And I went on the road with you, and that was 17 years ago.
Yes.
And you made the top 10, which we did at a game lodge in Bella Bella.
Close Mabula. Mabula Lodge.
Do you remember that?
Yes, okay. I do.
And then I even was part judge at some of the journey. Mm-hmm. Where did you enter? I'm trying to remember.
I entered on the last day in Pretoria. My friend asked me to go with her to enter the competition. I wasn't planning to. And I did, and I think I'm glad I did. Okay, changed my life.
And what a life it's been.
Yes.
Okay, let's just go there for a second, okay? Because if I look at this incredible life of yours, Lois, first and foremost, you started your career there.
Yes.
Okay, you did you went off to Tshwane University of Technology to study your national diploma in drama.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you had different theatre credits all along the way. Okay, then you did the Pop Stars thing in 2002 while you were studying. Mm-hmm. We were young.
Yeah, we were very young. We were nat achter die ore.
We were seriously. Sure, that's 17 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. And Kinsani and Sivan, and they're all incredible. I mean, they've done incredible things within their life. Okay, and then all of a sudden, I'll never forget this, that you appeared on the stage in the role of Killer Queen in We Will Rock You.
Yes.
Okay.
I got to, in South Africa, I got to be Vicky Sampson's understudy.
Yes.
And that was huge for me because, you know, she was like my childhood idol.
Yes.
I think all of us, we just loved her African dream, you know. And then we got to go on tour together. Because
Niels joined you.
Yes, sir. He was in the show as well. He played
Khashoggi.
One of the leads. He played Kamat Khashoggi.
Yes. And how many years ago was that? That's 14.
That's 2006 that started. Yeah.
So that's for almost 13, 14 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Highlight our age. Why don't you, Ellen?
Yeah. Because I mean, tell everybody how old we are.
How mature.
Yes.
So let's keep that in mind. Maturity of the show. I'm giving away my age. Gareth and I did the breakfast show at 7:02 at that time.
Yeah.
So I'd be calling into Gareth on this road show for Pop Stars.
Man.
So that shows you how old we all are.
Yes.
Or how mature and wonderful we all are.
How gracefully we've aged.
Sorry, youngster. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Sonny. Hello, son. Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
Actually, I could do that now for you. And then, of course, your TV credits. I mean, from Backstage to Nerd for Nerd. You've done Hillside. You've done Dubai on 2. The list goes on. And then here's an incredible thing. Okay. You then go on to meet a guy called Israel.
Yes.
And the New Breed Alive in Asia.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you met them?
Tell
us the story, because firstly, if you've heard of Israel and New Breed Alive,
yeah,
they've won over 5 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, I think it's 5.
And you were a fan.
Yeah, at first I was just a fan because, you know, they did an album in South Africa in 2005. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on gospel music. I loved gospel music, always went to church. So I was a huge fan of their music. And when we were doing We Will Rock You in Cape Town, they were coming to South Africa to go on tour. And I was so excited, but I couldn't make the concert. So
okay. That's amazing.
I was very sad. And then I was presenting a show at the time called 316. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to get him for an interview. So long story short, I'm trying to get a hold of him. I had been to one of his concerts, you know, I'm not telling the whole story, but I went to his concert, asked a question about stuff, and he just was like, to his brother, hey, remember this girl? And then, okay, time goes by. I'm presenting the show. We try to get him for an interview. We're doing We Will Rock You. Can't get him for an interview. And he's looking for this girl that asked the question at his concert. Okay. So long story short, I meet up with him in Cape Town. He's like, man, I knew that I needed to have you in our team. Would you consider coming to visit us? And I was like, this man is crazy. Like, what is going on with my life?
Wow.
And so then I went to visit
them. Had they won Grammys at the time?
Yes, I think they had
a couple.
I think they had just won. They won one that next year for Alive in South Africa.
All right.
And then I went for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, just thinking I was going on holiday. I had a Barnyard show lined up, and then sorry, Doc, I never came back. So basically, that's what happened. I went on holiday to visit them and their family. And then my life just changed forever.
And you joined the group?
I joined the group, yeah.
And you sang with them around the world?
Yes, I did.
And you're on albums that won other Grammy Awards?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Do you see? Are you getting it?
That's just amazing. What's your fave in terms of their music, your favorite song? I listen to them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. My favorite song, I would say, would be Identity. It's actually a song with Neville Diedricks from Cape Town and Israel wrote it together. Mm-hmm. And it just talks about having identity, your identity in God. And so it's one of my favorite songs.
Give us the chorus.
Oh, you are my father, you are my father, you are my future and destiny, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are my father, you are my father, in you I find my identity.
Wow.
Amazing stuff, eh? Amazing.
See, now you call me to do an interview next to Lois, okay?
Don't worry.
Whatever, you're a superstar, Neil.
From Rent to We Will Rock You to Mamma Mia to Annie. Neil,
exactly.
Don't even start.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
Don't even start. Blah, still.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so and everybody, we get people to sing, all right? And so you said you like Tina Turner's what was the song?
I think River Deep.
River Deep.
Yeah.
River Deep Mountain High. What is the other one?
River Deep or Alicia Keys, maybe.
Okay, should we do River Deep Mountain High?
Sure.
I think we should.
Okay, let me have
a find it.
Hold on, I'm going to find it. It's all karaoke tracks.
This oh, is my gosh, guys.
Everyone sings when they come over here.
Okay.
It's tradition.
It's like a tradition. Yeah. Guys, okay.
But you can sing, though. We just
yeah. He just gave you a warm-up.
All right. Oh, this is I've got it. Have you got?
We got lyrics and everything. This is a real karaoke.
Just make sure we don't have an ad on here. Wait, is an ad? Just give it. Is it Christina ad? Just quickly. Let's move off this one. And wait, let me skip this ad. Okay.
Alan is getting me to sing live, guys.
Yeah.
Three,
look,
two. You better come into
one,
focus more
in here,
live feed of yours.
Here we go.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, the only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. My own mind, river,
And you know what?
That was good.
When you were a young boy, did you have a puppy? Ooh, okay. Now listen to what happens.
Oh, wow.
You know, spring is here.
That was pretty good, huh?
Have you heard of Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia?
No, I haven't.
Do you like a massage?
I love. That's my favorite love language is massages. Yes. Yeah.
So listen to me. Because you did that so beautifully, I'm giving you a voucher to go to Skin Sense.
Oh, my God.
How cool you win and you get a prize.
Amazing.
You're getting a prize.
You get a voucher.
It's not a car yet. Oprah, we're trying. Yeah. No way, Niels, you see you're going to get one as well.
But
let me tell you about that. So they're Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg, and they have got a lot to celebrate. So you must renew your body this spring with body exfoliation, by the way. That voucher can get you that. Swedish massage for two people, and you only pay for one, for example. How cool is that special?
Wow.
Well, guess what? Spring is about procreation to some extent.
Yes. Not with me anymore.
This month's. That sounds terrible.
We can get there later.
Okay. This month's special also includes a cleansing facial with vitamin C booster gel, a gel mani and pedi, and also a wash and blow dry. Lots of things happening. Or treat your friend by buying a 1,200 Rand voucher and get more than 600 Rand as added value.
Wow.
That's
so awesome.
Take advantage of these September deals from Skin Sense Day Spa. Find out more at cliffcentral.com or go to www.skinsense.co.za where you can book treatments and even shop online. We love them. We love him. We love him. We love him. So,
I could go for one of these, actually, Alan.
Yeah, you got to go. I'll send you. I need a guinea pig.
Yeah, we need to sample it.
Test it.
Come back and report.
It's a tough life, eh?
We're going to chat to some of our other guests in a moment. A current Mrs. South Africa contestant who's doing a great cause. But if I look at both their faces, I also remember them on Strictly Come Dancing. That reality show, now that I look, I am right. Yes, the two of you. We've got dancers, we've got singers.
Awesome.
This is cliffcentral.com and this is Spotlight. It's always good to be with you. So, Niels, let's get to you now.
Yes.
All right, again. This incredible career over the last 18 years, leading roles in Rent, We Will Rock You. Okay, great. I've got other ones. Yay. Okay, there's more. We've got just some really fabulous things that are happening. I mean, that you've done. Other things like Annie. Daddy Warbucks was good, eh?
Oh, man. That was probably one of my favorite onstage roles ever.
That it's insane that when they sing "It's a Hard Knock," a knock life,
always
and then
gets
when
you.
It gets you.
Yeah,
it gets you brilliantly first time. It really is.
Absolutely.
Then there are other great things that you've been involved with. I've mentioned and Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Who did you play in Mamma Mia?
I played the Colin Firth character because that's normally how I have to introduce my role there. Called Harry, so he was the gay father.
Okay, yes. Fun to
yes.
play gay.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you've done a number of television shows on SABC and lots of great things. And then also you directed and co-wrote a full-length feature film called Land of Milk and Money. Tell me about that movie. It's
on DVD. I think it's still on Showmax as well.
Okay.
It has been for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was employed initially as a writer on the movie and eventually I made a very loud, bold statement in the office of no one should really be asked to direct this except me. And they asked me. I had no experience in terms of directing a film. And boom, I was there and it was amazing and I felt really at ease with the whole process. It was difficult, but you know, I'm from the theater. So I'm used to challenges and it was amazing.
I keep telling people, you have to do, in this business, you do everything that you possibly can.
Yeah.
So you also staged a Schoolspell.
Yes. Yes, Schoolspell. They've been staging and directing the Gumas.
Have you?
Yeah, the Guma Awards now. Did you just do Comics Choice Awards.
Okay, yes. Did you do the Gumas this year?
Yes.
Wasn't it great?
It was a good evening.
That whole controversy aside.
Yes, absolutely.
But whatever.
Yeah, look, I stay out of politics
I'm so bored
as a rule.
This,
you know, I was kind of like, you know, whoever comes will get a great show,
and it was a great show.
Yeah,
and Karen Mayron, and I always wanted to shout out to DSTV and to CakeNet. Mm. They do great things.
They do. They do. Absolutely. There's so many initiatives that they are responsible for.
Silver Scarum was brilliant.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if you went this year, but
I directed a film last year, so I was there for the first time, and it was amazing. It's really amazing. Yeah,
blows your mind.
Yeah.
All right, now very quickly, everybody's singing here today.
So liquor.
We built the city on rock and roll.
This is going to be in the original key. It's early in the morning. I am not a singer. Here we go. So I'll do it in my German accent.
We built. You can do whatever you want. Okay, now.
Yes.
Do you want a voucher?
Yeah. Well, it's going to go to my wife, let's be honest.
All right. Okay, well,
so maybe brownie points.
No, hold on. You missed this thing, the special.
All right.
Let me read this again.
Yes.
If you buy a Swedish massage for two, you only pay for one. There we are.
Excellent.
You and your wife can go.
I score two.
You're not scoring this until.
Until you do the following.
You've got to sing for it.
Everybody sings for their supper here on this show. Let's just make sure we don't have an ad.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to want you all to know that there's great singers in the show.
Yes.
Phenomenal singers. People who can sing so high and so effortlessly that you will not be able to
believe it.
On the other hand, am not necessarily one of them, so I will hide behind the character.
Are.
And here we go.
Let's just see if I can get ready. Let's see.
This guy.
Neil Clarkson in 3, 2, 1, and cue.
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. My pony plays a mamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built.
Come on, Lois, help him.
Rock and roll. This city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Sing, Alan.
Lucky my character is not really expected to be a great singer.
All right, now on that lovely note,
you did well.
Thank you
for being our very special guest in the studio. And Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Joburg is giving you a voucher valued at almost 700 Rand.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Mama, I'm coming home.
Mama, yeah, he's coming home in full force.
Thank you so much for this.
We've got two phenomenal legends in the theatre world, in the singing world, in the acting world, Lois Du Plessis and Niels Clarkson. They're my special guests in studio talking about Rock of Ages.
Yes. It's a great show, guys.
It is a great show. I saw it last year.
Yes.
The Lyric.
Yes.
At Gold Roof City.
Yes.
And I just think that if you look at this cast, it is the cast of casts. Okay. When you think about this particular show, so basically, it's a Broadway smash hit, Rock of Ages.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Yeah.
It's the 10th anniversary. It is full of color, full of characters, full of rock and roll, full of. It's quite also a moving storyline in the show.
Classic.
It's also got all those 80s songs that you love, like The Final Countdown, Here I Go Again, Don't Stop Believing.
We Built the City.
We built the city. Yeah.
More Final Countdown. Words. Yeah. So, More Than Words. It's amazing.
The songs are
great in the show.
And this is some of the cast members. Let's just go through it. Besides our two very special guests in studio, we've got Sito from Warner Boer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we've got Josh Ansley.
Yep.
Who was in The Voice. We've had him on a number of times. We love Josh. Zach Hendricks, who is the most insane person who we love.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he has a donkey farm, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
He makes donkey milk products.
I just did a shoot on that donkey farm.
He's insane. Then we've got Matt Cunahan, who was one of our co-hosts many years ago here on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had Chatty Matty, who's now on this show, and I had Nathan Rowe, who's in Cape Town performing, by the way, and I'm going to punt this again, the phenomenal at the Few God, Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's just to name but a few. but a few people that are just in the show. And of course, Craig Aboni.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And Jessica Dry. The list goes on and on.
Absolutely.
This is a show you've got to see.
Got
really.
To see it.
Lots
and of course,
fun.
Produced
I mean,
by
it's just insane. I remember even in the first draft of it, the first show, we used to stand in that, in the rehearsal space and go, are we going to actually do that on stage?
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's just over the top and loud and fun.
Are you playing the German?
Yes, I'm playing the German. Yeah, Hertz with Matty. He's my son. Yeah,
yes, Franz. Okay.
it's really fun. And great choreography, because this time around, you know, our original director and choreographer couldn't do it. He's on tour and Ilisma's in Cape Town. Mm. And so Tim LaRue has taken over
the
directing of it, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm assisting him in that direction. But I mean, he's just got so much life and such a great plan for literally every single moment of the show. So it's going to be, even if you saw it before, there's so many. There's only five of the original cast. There's 30 new cast members. Mm. So it's going to be a completely new show. This I can guarantee.
And
with him at the helm, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
The show cannot be missed, okay?
Definitely.
And the theater is a whole nother space.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Which is just, it's just really, really cool. And of course, the producer of that show, amongst a lot of other shows, is the one and only Jaco van Rensburg. Jaco, how are you doing?
Hey, Alan, lovely to hear from you.
Hey, Jaco.
Hi, Jaco.
Hello, everyone.
Lois and Niels in studio. And so I wanted to get you on the line because we're so excited. The cast we announced quite a while back. We're going to be having lots of them all in studio as we go through the process of this production. Jaco, you've also got a great production happening for the little ones at the theatre studio up at Monte Cassino at Peter Turin's place. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, so we have something for the younger theatre goers called Tiny the Tokolosh and Other African Tales, which is sort of focusing on the senior primary group of youngsters who generally don't get a lot of content in theatres. And we created a brand new piece, Nika da Costa, in collaboration with the company, created this amazing celebration of different cultures in South Africa. I mean, we've got sort of African myths and legends, and then we have the township vibe, and then we have the Malay vibe and their myths, and some sort of traditional Boere stories.
We
it's
love
all
that, Jaco.
A conglomerate of South African stories from the treasure trove. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We love that. And again, some more things for young people. On that note, Jaco, just on the side, it's Born to Perform, performing this week. It's called Shine. Obviously, the directed, produced it, and musical directed by Brian Schimmel and Gemma Marinas. And that's happening at your sister theatre at the Teatro. Again,
correct,
I want to promote young people in theatre.
Yeah.
And young
we
people.
We have to, absolutely.
Doing
and that Born
things.
To Perform, let me tell you.
It's
you,
incredible.
You cannot believe these,
what you see.
These
you're
kids.
Not, you're not going to believe.
You often look at American television and go, I can't believe these kids are like 10. Mm. In this show, you see kids from 10 to 15 that blows your head away.
Yeah. So Jaco, I want to congratulate you for the great work that you're doing in children's theatre. I know we're going to talk to you as we go through the end of the year, because you're going to have the Christmas Carol comes back, does it not?
It does, yes. And we've also got a family Christmas spectacular running this year at Monte Cassino, which is a first for us. Yeah,
I love what you guys are doing. And then on the Cape Town note, are we still doing Here's to You?
Here's to You is over.
Oh, is it over?
Completely sure. Sold out run, so we're bringing it back next year.
Okay.
People absolutely loved it. That was pretty cool.
Of course, Josh is now up here, so it's getting old. I guess, sorry, I had a moment.
Very incestuous.
But we had to check. Because we had to make sure that show is still, if it's still going, it deserves the punt. But Jaco van Rensburg, thank you for producing these wonderful, wonderful things. Top choreographer, top dancer, top director, top producer, top
absolutely.
Human being.
Absolutely.
In general. So,
you should be my publicist.
Well, my friends.
Let's take this offline.
The one and only.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks,
Alan.
My friend. Cheers. That's Jaco van Rensburg. Okay, we love Jaco. That's really cool. On a side note, also, if you are a big Jonathan Rocksmith fan, He's also putting a phenomenal show at the bottom of the Peter Tsereen Theatre. That's happening also this weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
For a couple of weeks. And we hope to get Jonathan on. He was unable to make it. He's just come off tour doing Phantom of the Opera.
Right. Oh, yes. Wow.
So I think he's just landed back today. So,
okay.
So look out for that. As I said, the theatre is alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
it is.
Well. And phenomenal. Stomp's just gone off to Cape Town at the Artscape. Don't miss Stomp. We've got Peter Dirk Ace, who's now in that theatre on the Bay. Don't miss his show. Yeah. Hashtag he too. Okay, that's Peter Dirk Ace. And then we also have got, as I mentioned earlier, at the Few God, Kinky Boots. Mm-hmm. So that's just happening in Cape Town. And I know that Stephen Steed and them are all doing fun things in Durban.
Yes.
Very, very busy people.
Absolutely, yeah.
You cannot Stephen tell if anyone says there's nothing to do. Okay, or if I ever hear you say, and I mean this, please listen to my friends across the airwaves. If you ever say, I have to go off to the UK to go and spend £200 on a ticket to go and see The Lion King, or to go and see Annie, or We Will, or Rock of Ages, or We Will Rock You for that matter, or the likes of, listen to me, you're wasting a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just watch
because
it,
you can really watch it. Yeah. So please listen to me loud and clear. My very special guest in studio, Lois Duplessis, Neil Clarsons from Rock of Ages, and of course a number of productions. Lois, a quick question. What made you come back to South Africa?
Oh, funny story. I just, you know, my visa was running out.
my visa ran out.
Yeah, it was like, it was, you know, when you have an O-1, it's like constant renewal. And at this point, I was like, yes, I've spent so much money on visa fees. And I just felt like, well, I need to come home for a season and spend time with my family. And I'm glad I did because my mommy got sick at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful that I followed my gut on when to come home.
And how is she doing?
She's much better now.
Great.
Much better. She had a stroke and stuff, but now she's walking again and she's fine, and I'm happy I'm home for that.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, we love having you in studio, so you're not going anywhere yet.
Oh, okay.
So now I want to describe what I believe is one of the award-winning restaurants, okay,
yeah.
Of this season, and maybe for years to come. But have you heard about the old Roundhouse in Camps Bay?
No.
It used to be a hunting lodge 100 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, where they used to specifically go from that lodge to shoot prides of lion in Camps Bay. Hey? Just keep this in mind. 100 years ago. Hey?
Sure.
All right. Elephant, leopard. I mean, phenomenal mountain areas for leopard. Now we're talking about Camps Bay. Keep in mind Camps Bay. So this phenomenal restaurant, there have been lots of different restaurants over the years, has opened there with a top chef called Ryan Cole, who has the history of working at the Test Kitchen Potluck Club in Cape Town. He's going to be award-winning, and now he's opened Salsify at the Roundhouse. I've got the chef on the line. Chef, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm trying to describe the magic, firstly, of that area, because people think you go to Camps Bay, we're going to the beach, and we're going to go to Caprice, and we're going to go lie on that beach. And we don't realize the history that lies, firstly, in what that, just in terms of the fauna and the flora and the animals, the wildlife that was in that area. And then you've taken this historic heritage building, and as you're walking inside, there's this, you had an international artist come and do graffiti all over the walls. Tell us the story of Salsify and all of this magic.
At the Roundhouse in Kansas. Roundhouse was built in 1752. And, so a lot of people don't realize that Camps Bay was, like, one of our lookout points. There used to be a hunting lodge to the then governor at the time, Lord Charles Somerset. And then it turned out it was actually a bit of a rendezvous point for him and his physician, who was Dr. James Bay, who they discovered at his death was actually a woman. So it's a very rich, like, story in there, and a lot of, like, detail. And, like, a lot of people don't realize that it was also used as a lookout point. That's why we have cannons, because there was cannons on the road up top.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a hunting lodge. It's been a lot of things, and in many different guises. You used to be a guest house at one point, and like you said, now I can't say it's just this beautiful place, but you don't realize that it's got like such deep and dirty like history behind it. So we've taken that, and then we've got an international street artist named Louis de Villiers, and we flew him down, and then we told him the story, and then he's kind of depicted it in his own way using his graffiti. So we've kind of challenged the history of it, saying, yeah, we know this is a story, but now it's our space, and it's now our story.
I was told that two of these murals are all over our walls. So we've got a couple of like provoking images on our walls. And the more you look, the more you see, which is quite cool.
Which is cool because you're coming to a bit of a street art exhibition and then you sit down and, Ryan, this is what I found incredible. I had a guest that's a vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian. And he created a special menu, a tasting menu for a vegetarian and a pescatarian, and of course someone that's not an anitarian. Okay. And I thought for a chef to do something that incredible is mind-blowing.
Sure.
And so what are some of the signature dishes that you would recommend when people come to your venue?
Well, I mean, we've got a 7-course tasting menu, so I like to give people the option. So I run an a la carte menu, so you have choice of starters, mains, and desserts, and then you have our set menu, which is based very much on seasons and what's in season and what inspires me at the very moment. And then when we do have people who are pescatarian, vegetarian, whatever they are, and we know about it, we kind of plan accordingly, because as far as I'm concerned, like you shouldn't have to dip out because of your dietary restrictions or choices.
Thank you for that.
I find that challenging.
Thank you. Thank you, because it becomes so embarrassing when so often you take guests or you have to ask and you feel weird because, you know, the pork bellies and you think that you're insulting the chef, but you just don't eat certain things. And it was just great that you catered in a 6-star signature way for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan, that's hitting the nail on the head. And thank you for doing that.
Awesome.
Because I think that's important, that what people want nowadays, you know, gone are the days where, you know, you'd stand in queues necessarily to get into a restaurant. Now, all of a sudden, to meet the chef and get his signature, it's the customer that has to be focused on. You know, it's not just the artistry of chefing.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking away from the chef. I'm just saying that the people that need to have their needs met, and there are many people out there that, or many chefs, or many productions for that matter, where the people can go and find their jollies, for the sake of a better word. You know, they can go. There's many options. Thank you for doing that. Ryan, it was great chatting to you, chef, because you also are what I call a sea rat. in a good way. A strandloper is een van die andere woorden. Basically, you grew up around the ocean, so you know your fishery, your fish well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up, my dad is a fisherman, so he was a career fisherman. He had a little ski boat, and then he retired in 2009 or something, because he's basically too old to carry on. So we grew up on the ocean, and my like all our sort of family time was spent like gathered around the ocean or on boats out at sea. And my brother and I was trying something, so like I still get to go out and like mess around in the ocean and go catch a bit of tuna and this and the next thing. So for me, especially with our location, it's something I find very easy. So our food is very specific to our location, and I found it quite easy to use our coastline and our marine resources in quite clever different ways. And we'll go out in the mornings and pick limpets along the Atlantic coast.
Yes, it's awesome that you do that. I mean, I love that.
You kind of have to.
Because you're foraging. Chef, you go out foraging to get some things. I think it's so cool. And again, award-winning work that you've done over the years. It is so good to see that you've opened your own spot. And I can't wait. And I know that your mentor, Luc Del Robert, comes past, and he loves obviously giving you a tap on the shoulder. But it's so great to see you spread your wings, sir, fly. And the name Salsify, please tell us where that came from.
So basically, salsify is a root vegetable. It was grown in the medieval times, and it's kind of forgotten about. How it works, it grows on the ground, and it's got this dark black skin, and then you've got to know how to like work it. So you put it down, you drop it into acidulated water, and then you cook it, and then it transforms into this really beautiful vegetable. And the first time I walked into Randall's, it is salsify, because we walked in for the first time. We walked into this tired, dirty, run-down restaurant, and it was kind of like this. It's so hideous. I was kind of like, how are we going to make this home? And then after we sort of like worked in it and transformed it into something that is now absolutely beautiful and sort of inspiring in itself, that's how it sort of came to life. So it, it, the journey of the Roundhouse to where it is today reminds me of the vegetable salty, because if we walked in, it was this ugly space, yeah. And then we've kind of like turned it around into something that's magnificent and beautiful, much like the vegetable.
So I leave you with this parting wish, sir. Chef, may you grow. I cannot wait. I won't be able to get in there for a while because it's going to be jammed as we come up to season. But I congratulate you. The food is superb, mind blowing. Okay, basically it's art on a plate. It's music in your mouth. Okay, it takes your eyes and it makes you think that you're watching an Academy Award winning film. Thank you kindly, sir. Thank you, Chef.
Absolute pleasure.
It's Chef Ryan Cole. Fun. Yeah, Salty Fire. It's in Camps Bay. You can go and book online. Please make those bookings. And we thank the chef for joining us on the show. It's in at the Roundhouse in Camps Bay. Now, I welcome into studio two other great guests and Natalie Elias.
Elias, yes.
Elias and Brandon Larish.
Elias Larish, yes.
Elias Larish. You guys have been around for. I remember you, Brandon. Please help me here.
Yes,
it was in Strictly Come Dancing.
Strictly Come Dancing. Yes, I did actually. I did seven seasons of Strictly Come Dancing. I think it was about.
And
seven.
How many did you do?
I didn't do any seasons.
But weren't you involved in dance as well?
Yes. I'm also a dancer, and I'm married to Brandon.
Yes, correct. So you dance together.
That's the connection.
Have you got kids?
Yes, we do.
How many?
Two kids.
Shows you great horizontal dancing. What happened? Is it all vertical?
It's bound to happen.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you, I remember that you are, I've heard that you are a dancer. Are you still involved in dance?
Yes, we are. Brandon and myself, we have got a dance studio that we've been, you know, doing for the past 6 years. And we're not performing together anymore. We're just at that point in our lives where, yeah, those days are long gone.
Well, I wouldn't say long gone. I think we should get going again.
But we are, guys, we are maturing.
We're maturing.
When we were doing down. Reality TV shows, I'm not being funny, 17 years ago.
Yes.
We were talking about 14.
2003 was my first one.
Okay, so we're talking 15, 16, 17
years
ago. 5 years
ago was my last one with Leandy Durant.
Yes, okay, which is so, okay, so it's been quite a, did you ever win?
I came second with Leandy. I never won.
You did, yeah.
I was one of those people that really pushed throughout the Strictly seasons, but Leandy came second. She should have been a winner in my eyes. That's
of course, we're not biased yet.
But she was incredible, yeah.
Now, you guys in studio to talk about this benefit that you're putting together. Tell us all about it.
Well, I am a Mrs. South Africa finalist, and I've been
We had Nicole
yes,
Kapp on.
Yes, beautiful Nicole. Mm. Such an inspiration. So basically, I'm a finalist, and I'm hosting an event on Saturday for a foundation, a non-profit organization called Women for Women. It's a female focused, Women for Women. It's an empowerment program focused on, helping women and children out there who come from an underprivileged background.
I think more than, it's so relevant more than ever.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Very much.
Which is something that needs to be highlighted. So where are you having this event, and tell us what the event's going to be about.
Okay, so I'm hosting the event at a venue called Soiree on Saturday.
Okay.
It starts at about 5 p.m. And basically it's to raise funds for this non-profit organization. Yes.
And what can people expect? Obviously a well-known personality. Will you be dancing?
Well, hopefully we've got a lot of our celebrity friends coming to support us. But we've got some dancers, we've got singers, we've got some bands, we've got a whole...
Comedians. Yeah, really? We've got a variety.
From about 5 o'clock till about 9 o'clock when the club opens. And if you do buy a ticket, you get entry into the club for the evening as well.
Is this the old club? The old
Movida.
Okay, yes. This is the old Movida. Okay, Movida. Sorry, things change.
Yeah.
Okay, you know
right. They do.
I was talking to Gareth. Gareth Cliff was one of the best DJs at Movida.
Yes, so for many years. We also danced there.
We performed there for
about 10 years.
You guys. Oh, so you know Gareth from Movida.
Yes, we do.
And my cousin Cliff Simon. Yes, you know Cliffy. Yeah. Okay.
That's
so,
right.
So you know.
Yes.
Movida. That's great. And a great venue, by the way, to have the event.
Absolutely beautiful.
Actually, we had Cliff Central's second birthday there. So it's a great stage. And nice, come in.
Beautiful.
How does it work? What does it cost? How does it?
So basically, it's a 350 rand a ticket, mm-hmm. and that's you know, gives you a welcome drink on arrival. You get light snacks will be served. You get great entertainment.
Who are some of the entertainers? You want a name?
Yes.
Well, we're very lucky enough to have one of my friends. We grew up in the industry, Tracy Lee Oliver. She's going to be doing a skit for us as well as a few songs. We've got Caroline Baroli. Caroline is at present with an international company doing a Tina Turner tribute around the world.
We've had them all on the show, guys.
Yes,
we love
they've
them.
All
yes.
been here. Who else do we have?
We've got Morgan, the beatboxer.
Okay.
He's also making an appearance.
We must get him on the show. So you must have more of these fundraisers. We
yes.
need to get some of the artists.
It'd be lovely.
I think so, definitely.
Yeah. So enjoy the Mrs. South Africa experience. When does that competition happen?
So the crowning is on the 8th of November.
Okay, so you've still got some time to do
some. Still got some time, yeah.
And Women for Women, what a great, great cause.
Absolutely.
And please, go online. It's so simple nowadays. You don't have to go www. Just go online and look up Women for Women and see what this is about. And if you can help in other ways, help them out. Otherwise, get to this venue this week. How do you book tickets?
So you can go to howler.co.za.
And the event is called?
Well, it's One Night Only.
One Night Only.
One Night Only.
Women
yes.
for Women. One Night Only.
Women for Women. And it's One Night Only. I think you should have more nights because you can do well. I think it's
We'd good. Love to. Definitely. Yeah. Let's see how Saturday stuff. Goes. We need
see
to sell some tickets.
Let's sell those tickets and go to Howler and go and book your tickets
yes.
there.
They can also contact me directly on, you know, email me on natalielarish.sa@gmail.com.
natalielarish@sa.sa@gmail.com. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay, but otherwise they can follow you on
yes,
Instagram.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yep.
Instagram, right or wrong?
Instagram,
yes, Instagram.
Facebook.
Okay, great. So there's lots of ways to find out how this event. Otherwise, buy at the door.
Yes, you
perfect.
Can also
sure
buy
you can.
Yeah.
We are selling
yes.
at the door. Definitely, they can okay. buy their tickets 350 rand.
And
at
it
the
starts
door.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, people.
So you've
start
got a
arriving.
Whole. It's a whole night of entertainment,
just
and
being
then you can club,
and then afterwards club, yeah. have fun, party the night away.
Thank you for coming into studio.
Thank you very much.
Nice
thank
to see the two of you.
Thank
lovely
you so
to see
much.
You.
Nice
Alan.
To see you dancing from dance. It's great to have you here. I also want to thank you so much, Lois and Neil. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Alan.
Is there anything else you'd like to sing before you
thank
go?
You.
Come on, just give me something else.
Are you going to sing a duet with me, Alan?
Neil, sing something. Here we go. We've got a short period of time.
I mean, the offer was placed on the table there. Alan, okay. do you want to
sing a duet?
Sing the song. Go.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love.
There we go.
You're every breath that I take.
Okay,
you're every
it.
Step I make.
Okay, let's
See?
Leave it. Hey, it's fun. Oh,
oh,
I'm blushing. I'm blushing.
You get a voucher too, Alan.
Everyone gets a voucher. All right, guys, thank you for joining us on the show. Spotlight with myself, Alan Ford. It's really been good to be with you. And don't miss Rock of Ages opening very soon. Again, Nicole Kapper, go on and win Survivor, darling, and go and climb those mountains with Vita Thion. Also, thank you so much to Ryan Cole, Celsify, and Jaco van Rensburg for joining us on the show. And of course, our very special guests, hopefully Mrs. South Africa.
Thank you.
So thank you for all being in the studio.
Thank you.
This is the one and only CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.